and die. When the Lord speaks.
Yeah.
How many knows the Lord is always guiding his people?
Amen.
Always. There's scripture all over the Bible, you know. One over there in Proverbs, he said, if we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he'll direct us. Right?
Yep.
You know, the knowledge of the Lord, the word, you know, being word people and learning to live our life by faith, you know. And when I say by faith, we're living because of our faith, you know.
Right.
That's what by faith in the Bible means. And then there's another scripture where Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
And another, they will not fall.
Amen.
And you know, if you're listening, we got to learn to listen for the Lord. I'm not talking about an outward voice. Now, it can come that way. Come through preaching. You can get spoke to through singing, praise and worship, listening to the radio. I mean, many times I've been wanting and looking for direction from the Lord in my life about things and have the radio on and a certain song come on and that ministered to me. A word came. It was like rhema. Ever happened to you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Lord wants us hearing from him because he's always speaking to us. He wants us connecting with his voice because he's leading us into victory.
Amen.
You know, and so when the Lord speaks, but the Lord is always speaking to us. I mean, he's always prompting us. When we hear preaching and ministers to us, that's hearing the voice of God. When you're reading the Bible and a scripture sticks out to you or something like that, you know, you're not just to bypass that, pay attention to that. You know, it's the Holy Spirit trying to bring life out of that to you. And the Bible says that because of revelation, the gates of hell will not prevail against us. Upon this rock, I'll be talking about revelation, that the gates of hell will not prevail. And you know what? The gates of hell is not prevailing against the body.
Glory to God.
Now, he is some individuals when they yielded, and I mean, he can take advantage. But if we're out, set out to hear the Lord, you know, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about how the day that I got born again, Teresa was gone, and I was thinking about suicide. Y'all know the whole story. But that day, you know, after I told the Lord, I said, if you're really real, help me. Well, I didn't know the Bible says, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open up, I'll come in. You know, he came in. I let him in. I'm really unbeknown that I did, but I let him in. And then I had this all of a sudden, you know, turn preaching on. That was the voice of the Lord. I didn't even know it. So I turned preaching on. I went in there, turned preaching on. Then that preacher, he said, anoint your house with oil. Oh, he said, the anointing oil. I thought, I ain't got no anointing oil like that. And he said, oh, forget it. He said, use Crisco. I thought, that's what we got in the cabinet. See, what I'm saying here is the Lord was speaking. The Lord was speaking to me, you know, through, you know, I mean, the Holy Spirit prompted me to say, God, if you're really real, drawing me, you know, wanting his help, crying out to him, however you want to say it, and I did. Well, then he started giving me direction.
Yeah.
He started giving me a word through preaching. I went and got to Crisco, and I mean, Teresa cussed like a sailor when she come over. She couldn't even get the door open. It was so greasy, you know. I mean, I anointed. I took the ice cube trays out and anointed them. I mean, the refrigerator, the milk, everything that I thought that she would touch, I did. And you know what it did? That obedience, look where she's at right now.
Hallelujah.
30-something years later, praise God, hallelujah. Why am I telling you that? I'm not just telling you my story. I'm telling you that I obeyed what the Lord was saying. Unbeknown, I was really being obedient. All I knew is, man, anointed, like the preacher said.
Amen.
You know? And that brought breakthroughs. I knew the minute that she touched that anything in that house, that anointing was going to do something. And it did. It sure did. It wasn't too long. She'd come back. What I'm saying is, I'm not going through that story. That is a past victory to me. And I do rehearse that in my life at times. I killed a bear and a lion.
Amen.
And this Philistine is nothing more than that. I do rehearse that. When things come against me, I'll bring it up. I'll say, glory to God, I got the victory back down yonder with you, Satan. You might as well shut up. And I'll use it in my situation now. He was God then because I let him be, and he's God now because I'm letting him be. See, God is wanting us to be more tuned in to his voice, that we do everything he's saying. That, you know, I mean, just like reading the Bible, and the Bible says, whatever yours is, you know, may not be. You may not. I mean, some people have never had an enemy. That, you know, I mean, they just love everybody and, you know, and all that. They, you know, all of that stuff. So they never did really, you know. But other things. Mine was, I had a lot of hate towards people, you know. People of color, you know, anything. I mean, I just had a lot of hate. You know, and the Lord, I considered them my enemy. You know, and the Lord, I'm reading the Bible and it says, love your enemies. You know the story. I said that I didn't like that. But you know what? God was wanting me to be obedient to the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
See, that was the word of the Lord. Nothing else that day stuck out to me but that. I've read a chapter or two. You know, I'm just reading the Bible. And that stuck out to me. That's the voice of the Lord. When the Lord speaks, if we are obedient, we will eat the good of the land. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:19, if we are willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. Not just willing, but obedient.
Amen.
Be willing and obedient. Some people are not willing to be obedient. They won't eat the good of the land. You know? And I thought about several in the Bible, you know, that Jesus talks about, but Teresa's here today. And you know, there's many instances in my life that I was reflecting on, just a few, you know, were just like the lower building down here. Now see, I'm not just telling you stories, I'm telling you I was going about, didn't really know, you know, what the future held for me at that point, but I'm just walking with the Lord and I'm trying to learn to be obedient to the Lord and, you know, asking him, forgive me when I need to repent and this and that, you know, going about looking for the will of God. Let me know, you need to be looking for the will of God.
Right.
You need to be searching for the will of God. I thought about Cassandra coming in. She said, I got a car.
Yeah.
I thought, praise God, without us.
Yeah.
I mean, that girl's been through some stuff in the last 4, 5, 6 months. Some really heavy duty stuff, you know. And I mean, just kept going after the Lord. And I mean, I was going to go buy a car out of my own pocket. And the Lord would check me. No. No, no. And I'm thinking, well, man, God's got a bigger plan. Every time I would think about it, and I thought, well, the church needs to buy one. We'll buy one from the church. I'll take it to everybody, and we'll buy a car, and God will give me a check. How many knows the Bible says that you hear his voice?
Right.
The devil can tell you to give away your car.
No.
The devil can rob you. But if you know the voice of the Lord, and you know it's the Lord, well, then you won't be robbed by the enemy. He wasn't telling. But you know what? Here she was, trusting God. God gave her a ride. She missed one service because somebody sick in the family. She didn't want to think one service.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Going after the Lord. And I'd tell her, hang in there, you know. And I would feel kind of guilty and want to say, well, I would buy you. I mean, we want to buy you. I don't know her. Her God is God.
Yeah.
And you know what? God brought her through. God brought her through and brought her through and gave her, you know, I believe she was hearing from the Lord.
Right.
Following the Lord. And you know, I could have messed all that up.
Right.
We could have messed all that up. I mean, just because I knew she was believing for a car or need a car don't mean God's telling me, you or anybody else, to get her a car.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
She had her opportunity to get upset at us, I guess. It's, I don't know. They could have helped me. I did it whenever I moved over here. I take up tithes and offerings. I knew what the tithes and offerings was at my church, and I knew we had a building fund going up there, and I know the scripture, give and it shall be given. And I felt like they should have given us $10,000 to start church. I had 300. I'm complaining to the Lord. Where are they now? Love me. I so understand when people ain't doing what you think they ought to be doing, maybe God ain't letting them do nothing. See, we got to have our trust in the Lord so that we're hearing from the Lord in these places instead of relying on outside resources to get us through, bring breakthroughs and all that. He is the God of breakthroughs.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says all things are possible to those that believe. It's not possible for those that ain't believing.
Right.
The scripture's clear. All things are possible to those that believe. He said, in my name they'll cast out devils. Lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Drink any deadly thing and they'll take up sir, drink any deadly thing and it won't harm you. Well, see, when God quickens us to the word, we got to have that in there and say, yes, Lord, I'm going to be obedient to the word of God. I'm going to be obedient to your voice. I hear your voice and another I won't follow. Well, you know what? She probably had her opportunities, and I don't know, don't want to hear about it, don't care. I do, but I don't. You made it through, and you got the victory, and praising the Lord back there, and that's all I care about. The rest of that was only a trial. And that trial brought victory. See, if we don't give in, and we keep going forward, not just keep going forward. See, they limited God in the wilderness with unbelief. They kept going forward, so to speak. They kept walking forward. They kept going, you know, but their hearts wasn't right, wasn't up there with the Lord. They wasn't really after the Lord. So the Bible says they limited the Holy One of Israel with unbelief. They limited God, the one that rolled back the Red Sea for them. And I understand when challenges come, you know. I understand there's a pressure to waver. I understand there's pressure to give up and quit. I understand all of that. That's all real. That's real. But I understand that obedience to the Lord and the word of the Lord brings the power of God on to whatever situation me and you might have. Give me that 2 Kings 5. Let's just read to them. I got a lot there. I don't really go through all. We'll go through. Now Naaman, captain of the host of King of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance to Syria. Now that tells me he was a man of God. To Syria, he was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper, had leprosy. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. Go ahead, Zach. And she said unto her mistress, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. He's talking about Elisha. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment with that. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doeth send unto me to recover a man of leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. Go ahead, Zach. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had tore his clothes and sent the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, go and wash in Jordan. Listen to this. Telling him, go wash in Jordan, the river, seven times, and thy flesh shall come again unto thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was angry. Don't that sound like a bunch of Christians nowadays?
Right.
I don't want to go to church.
Amen.
I don't want to go to Faithway Christian Center. They're up on that faith stuff. And they don't let you cut up or nothing in there. They're too serious. Come on, I mean, he might. There's a lot of people sitting in church. They got angry and out of church today. They used to, you know, they got angry and hurt in church. You know, whatever the case may be, they're making excuses. They know God wants them in church.
Amen.
That's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Every preacher they turn on TV, they hear, find you a good church. Find you a good, even the ones that don't believe in church, they'll say, well, you need to go to church. I believe everybody needs to go to church. He's got the word in there. They're delivered to everything in their life. Their victory is tied to the obedience. He says, what was that?
Behold,
I thought, and he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. He wanted to come lay hands on him. In other words, I mean, he got angry because he didn't come out and lay hands on him. Are not Abana and Tharpa, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. Go ahead. And his servant came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, wash and be clean. Then went he down, he changed his mind because of his servant. So we're changing the minds of people, telling them to go to church,
amen,
to forgive.
Right.
You know, the word of the Lord says it. The Bible says it. Standing on the word, let the Lord do the battle. We believe that.
Amen.
And he says, according to thy saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. The Lord spoke to me about this, you know. That's why I went to it, and I read up on the story. He said, see, he said the water didn't heal. He said the obedience.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He said the water did not heal him. He said the obedience to the word of the Lord that came from Elisha. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, I've got many voices to my people in this planet now. He said, by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Spirit, by preaching at your church, by ministering at other churches, by way of radio and all of that. He said, but the only way that the cleansing and the deliverance is going to go forward is if when my people obey me. See, the Lord knows where each one of us are at. He knows what's in our life. He knows what's in our future. He knows where he's trying to take us. Hallelujah. And you know what? He may tell us to do things that we really don't want to do. He gives me grace to work with y'all, pastor here. I mean, he really does. And even out on the jobs and stuff, you know, because I've worked on being, I want to be a laid back, meek man. I'm not talking about David. He's a piece of cake. I've had way worse than David. David's saved.
Amen.
I've had a lot of them ain't saved. Bunch of little heathens running around. Have to put chains on your impacts and stuff while they work. You having to buy sockets every other day, you know. But you know, I mean, just like, you know, where you're at today, where you work today, you know, where God's got you serving, you know. I thought about Teresa. I thought, Lord, she's been all these years. We've been here 21 years, I guess, you know. Somewhere along in there, 21 years, you know, and she's always took care of the things of the church. And she didn't get paid. Why? Because the Lord told her. I went to the Lord. She told me she's not leaving church. There wasn't no reason to leave our church. We loved our church and still do. And all the people and pastor you know, and built a relationship with them like we have here, you know, man. And you just feel like you're abandoning them. You feel like you, you know, you're going out and you're not going to be. I mean, I felt lonely when I came down here. I mean, I really did, because I wouldn't get to see everybody at church, you know, every time the doors open, you know, or whatever. But I had to be in obedience to the Lord. It didn't really make me. And I knew that I wasn't doing it out of rebellion. I knew that I'd heard from the Lord. I'd heard from the Lord. See, a lot of people don't hear from the Lord, and they go out and things don't connect and fall together, and they wonder why.
Right.
You know. But when you hear and I hear from the Lord, things will come together. It don't mean everything will be easy. But anyhow, I went to the Lord, Teresa. She said, "I'm not going down there. God ain't spoke to me." How many know that's a wise person? Because, I mean, you know, even if I say the Lord told me this and she ain't got a check on it, she's like, "I ain't going yet." Why? That's smart. I can miss the Lord. Right? Yes, sir. I can miss the Lord. She's very wise to want to hear from the Lord on it, to want to get a check from the Lord. See, the faith begins where the will of God's known. If you got to have faith in your journey, I don't care what area it's in.
Right.
I mean, you've got to have faith. So faith comes by hearing by the Word of God, hearing from the Spirit of God, the Word of the Lord. Just like the Lord Bill. Well, here, let me finish this. And here, Teresa, you know, she says, "Well, the Lord spoke to me." I thought, praise God.
Yeah.
It's going to have to go without her.
You know?
And so I was happy then. And I'm happy. She's heard from the Lord and all of that. Well, you know, some people tell me, "Well, you're the man of the house." I said, "It says for her to submit to me as unto the Lord. Not unto my wild dreams and my wild visions. As unto the Lord." And I've got, and I told that one guy, I said, "I've got to love her as Christ so loved the church. So I sure don't want her if God told her to stay there down here with me." I said, "Just because we think things should be working a certain way, that's not the way that God works." But anyway, the Lord spoke to her, and I said, "Praise God." Well, she's been all these years, you know, and serving the church and over the ministries and different things. She's over the kids' ministry and all that, you know, if they need everything, they go to her, you know. They go to her, and I put her over that. And she asked me about stuff. "Is it okay if we do this? What you think about this?" And all that. And all that, you know, we discuss all of that stuff. And I'll say, "Well, that sounds good to me. Just, you know, deal with it and all that." And I thought, here, you know, she comes down here and she's willing to serve for nothing. I'm talking about finance. I pastored this church for about probably 10, 12 years for no money. Didn't get paid. It wasn't about whether I get paid from this church or not. It was about what I'm going to obey the Lord.
Right.
But the Bible says if we be willing and obedient, we'll eat the good.
Yeah.
So later on, the church, you know, started paying me, you know, and they increased it and increased it, you know. And then all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me and he said, "I want that money to go to Teresa." And I thought, "I'm the pastor." He said, "I want you to let her have it." And I thought, "Man, I'm the pastor, you know, man. What am I going to get paid? She won't let me have none of it." But see, what I'm saying is, she heard from the Lord, and she began to walk with the Lord, and began to follow the Lord, and went through behind the scenes and all that. But God sees your behind the scenes stuff. God sees everything that you do for Him and your labor of love in the Lord. He sees everything. Every time you forgive and nobody knows you forgive. Every time you obey the Lord and nobody really cares whether you obey the Lord or not. You know what I'm saying? I don't expect everybody to jump on the bandwagon and cheer me on and give me a parade every time I obey the Lord. Because I can give my testimony when it's not annoying. They'll be like, "Good. Glad you did. York too." Some things you just need to keep to yourself and thank the Lord you're able to obey. Praise God. You know? But now, you know, I mean, here it goes on, praise God, and the Lord's just blessed her, you know, and I started giving her that. And first thing she does, guess what she does with the check when she gets it? What do you think?
Tithe.
The Lord tells us to tithe. Some people's not going to eat the good of the land because they know. See, the Bible says the doers get the goods, not the hearers. The hearers deceive themselves, but doers, they get results. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, I mean, God can do more in 30 seconds than I can accomplish in 30 years. He can do more in just one move. Praise God. I mean, the Bible says don't be discouraged in small beginnings.
Right.
You know, when things ain't working out, it don't seem like you're giving and things ain't. Don't be going to get discouraged in that.
Right.
He said, if you'll be ruler over the little bit, I'll make you ruler over much.
Hallelujah.
You know, God told me one time, just in my spirit, I didn't want to hear it. And I was thinking, man, when I get to making more money, I'll tithe. I'll be faithful tithing. That's when I was a Christian and I just hadn't got it down yet. You know, man, I was struggling with it. I was just struggling with it. And the Lord spoke to me. And he says, if you won't tithe off 100, you won't tithe off 1,000. He said, you won't. Because I'm thinking, he knows our thinking. He knows our thoughts. And God brought that to me. And I thought, bless God, he knows best. He's right. I don't know what I would do. I ain't never been put in that before, praise God. So anyhow, when that came to me, I thought, I just got to be faithful where I'm at. Lord, help me. Help me to be obedient to you, Lord. And you know what? I don't have no trouble with it. I don't. Now I'm like tithe. I'm tithing. I ain't checking to see how much money I got or how much I got to pay. And I don't check on all that. I don't yield to that. I don't even think about that. I'm going to tithe. I don't care if they cut the lights off. Doesn't been down there. Hallelujah. Why? I've got the word of the Lord. I've got the word of the Lord. And when you get the word of the Lord and you keep the word of the Lord, that word will carry you throughout your lifetime. I'm established in that. You'll get established in the things that God speaks to you. And then once they're established, it's like fruit starts coming from it. Once it's established and got roots deep, fruit will start coming from that. Just like Naaman got healed out of obedience to the Lord. He could have got mad and went on back to Israel. Praise God, and thought stupid prophet down there, don't put no trust in him at all. He won't even come out and see you. But no, he done the right thing. He went on and obeyed him and got healed.
Hallelujah.
The Lord reminded me of another one. Give me that other one, Jack. Wherever it's at, I don't remember what it's at. There we go. And the word of the Lord came. Now this is Elijah. Now, Elisha was raised under Elijah.
Right.
And the double portion of anointing come on Elisha when Elijah ascended. And the word of the Lord came. See, and there's something in that. It's good to stay planted and placed where the Lord has you.
That's exactly right.
Black God, if he plants you here at Faithway Christian Center, they ought to know devil, no person, no hurt, no nothing be able to uproot you out of the will of God. Never.
Amen.
Regardless.
Amen.
Don't receive an accusation against your brother and sister ever.
Amen.
Even if it's right. Don't receive it. That's dangerous.
Amen.
Very dangerous. You receive an accusation against me or Johnny or Richard, I mean, you're going to get up there, he's going to be saying, you're going to be thinking, yeah, right, yeah, right. Yeah, why? You received it.
Yeah.
And that's going to distract you from the anointing.
Yeah.
I worship right beside people that would sleep through the service and prophesy to everybody.
Yeah.
I didn't no more believe in what he said coming out of his mouth than nothing. But you know what? That didn't stop me from going to my church. That didn't stop me from working in the ministry. That didn't stop me from receiving from the anointing that was in that church. And you know what I thought about one time? I even thought, man, Bradley, I can't believe Bradley's letting this go on here. How many knows that was the devil?
Right.
Trying to get me upset at Bradley because he won't deal with issues in people's lives. Don't let the devil do you like that here.
Right.
Just don't do it.
Right.
So I cast them thoughts out. Why? Because I've got the word of the Lord. I'm supposed to be going to Faith Way Christian, Faith Restoration. My life is being transformed and changed, little at a time. I'm being transformed and changed. I'm being raised up. I'm being trained. I'm being given opportunities to start services off and then opportunities to minister to the youth and different things. It's because I was willing. I was willing to be obedient. See, you're willing. This church is willing. You're not people that's not willing. Amen. And I'm telling you, God is saying that He's going to do great and mighty things. And thank you for that little message you sent me this morning. I like it.
I did too.
And it's mine.
Confirmation.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Confirmation on what I've been saying.
Right.
Absolutely. This is our year.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord is going, I can just see it today. The Lord said, when you take that to them about this, He said, they're going to be more aware of, they need to be obedient when I'm speaking to them.
Right.
He said, it's going to bring an awareness. He said, they're willing.
Right.
He said, now they're challenged with the obedience. He said, but they're willing in here. They're willing. See, there's some things the Lord speaks to us. It's a challenge. It was with Naaman.
Right.
And here He's got Elijah, and the word of the Lord came to him. Notice, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Arise, get thee to Zarephath. We've blown his eyes and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the woman... widow woman was there gathering a stick, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in the vessel that I may drink. Go ahead, Dad. And she, as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And as she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in the cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Now that tells me this is all they got.
Right.
There's a famine. Because Elijah prophesied the famine. He said over there by the brook, because of the famine, the brook dried up. And God fed him and had him staying there. But God had him on a journey. How many knows me and you's on a journey?
My God.
We're on a journey. In our workplace, at home, church, the mission field, we're on a journey.
Right.
And we have the word of the Lord. I told Johnny, I said, get started off, man. Don't preach. Try not to preach. He said, it's in me, man. Something like that. I tell Sandy, don't preach. She feels like she's in that. Get up here and start preaching about every time. Get up out of that anointing. See, that's what the power of God does for us. He takes what we can't do and anoints us, and we do it.
Right.
Because we're obedient. And it's come out of her mouth. Now, she don't like it here. She's pretty much into it now, if I tell her. You know, but she used to. She really did. She didn't like that. She's uncomfortable up here and all that. I know it. But I know what the Lord told me to tell you.
Amen.
You're making me uncomfortable by being uncomfortable. Just go do it. You know, and as she just gets up there, once she gets settled in, gets her mind just on what's going on there, the anointing comes and just takes over, and that was real good. She's preaching, ministering to us the other morning. She's obedient, obeying the Lord, see? Well, how's the body going to minister to the body if it ain't never saying nothing?
Right.
How's it going to impart if it ain't nothing coming out of your mouth? Well, the Lord told me the other day, He said, some people ain't got nothing. Uh-oh. That's a problem.
Yep.
Here, eat this. Ain't got nothing on her. Man, put some potatoes on her. Ain't got none.
Right.
Got to grow some.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about fruit on the inside of us now. You know, when we're talking and all of that, just we're anointed, and it just we're anointed. We got something. We got something that people feed on. We got fruit. When we're in obedience to the Lord, we don't have to make ourselves bear fruit.
Right.
I'm telling you, we'll begin to bear fruit on the inside. That word will begin to bear fruit.
Amen.
Like the Lord spoke to me one time, and He said, don't let Travis, don't stop him from going through hardship. That was hard for me, because I had the ability, Johnny, to, you know, be a sponge for him, that he wouldn't have to suffer no hardship.
Right.
And so, if I hadn't have been obedient, I'd have a spoiled brat today.
Yeah.
I couldn't correct him in ministry or nothing else. I quit.
Right.
I just quit. That's what I had.
Yeah.
But the Lord told me, you know, you bring correction, you let him suffer hardship, and now he can handle some things, you know.
Glory to God.
The Lord knows. Well, he told me one time about the prophet in there and had two sons, and he went and cracked them in the house of the Lord. They all died in one day. And the Lord, and Travis had a little trouble leaving the cell phone out there at 15 or 16. So I told him one day, I said, I can tell you why I'll do it. I'll throw it out there and get that sledgehammer. You won't have a problem with it.
Amen.
I'll crush that thing.
Right.
Well, I was reminded of that in the Bible. And I thought, oh no, I'm not going down that same route. I'm not going to go down that same route, you know, to where I bring harm to all of us. Praise the Lord. Well, see, now the word of the Lord is not always, you know, favorable to us. When the Lord's speaking to us about things, sometimes, it don't feel favorable. You know, it's not always going to feel good, just like it did with Naaman. He wants to slap hands on, let's do it. He said, and behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. Go ahead. And Elijah said to her, fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it to me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Now he's spitting out the word here.
Hallelujah.
He's bringing it out. Hallelujah. Thus saith, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. See, the Lord was asking her for sacrifice, but giving her what will happen if you do it. But she could have went on and not brought him anything. He was the move of God. See, when ministers are ministering and it comes through to you and it means something to you, it is a move of God. It's a move of the Holy Spirit. It's a word of the Lord coming to you, but you must act on it. She had to act on the word of the Lord. See, faith is challenged to act on what we believe God's wanting us to do. Like me forgiving it. I mean, I bring that up a lot because that was a major, major breakthrough in my life at that time. And it set me free literally, I mean, on the inside and around people. And when I embraced that, man, I mean, it changed my whole. Blount County changed.
Man.
And it wasn't even Blount County. I mean, it was like I was in a whole new world. Well, I've never experienced that. I know God is trying to get it to you now,
right,
so that you can really experience God's breakthrough in a major way, that you know that you know that you know on the inside that your God has showed up, and your God, you got to do it at your workplace. You hate going to work? Get up in the morning, soldier, and start confessing, I thank you, Lord, for my job. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I will not gripe over the ones that are over me. I will not complain, Lord. They've done blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm going to serve you in there. I'm going to tell yourself, I enjoy the works of my hands. That's the word of the Lord for somebody. I hate my job. I hate it. Well, quit. Quit and limit God. Just quit. Well, you gotta have growth. That's what I'm talking about. Then get happy in what God's got you in. Well, if I could just eat pies in the factory and set, you'd get fat. You wouldn't be able to waddle to the pie factory. And all you're going to be doing is eating pies. You wouldn't be happy with that. You wouldn't the first three pieces you tasted. You can get sick of that pie. I mean, they did it in the wilderness. They got tired of manna that God was feeding them. They got tired of it. See, we got to make sure that when God is bringing things to us, that we don't get tired. You know, some people told me one time, and I mean, this stuff is real, man. I mean, he calls me up, the food guy up there calls me up. He said, man, we got chicken. I went and rounded up deep freezer and set them up. Like God, boy, we put chicken everywhere. Chicken at my house, chicken here. I had chicken stored at other people's house, man. We stored chicken. Some of y'all did it.
Mm-hmm.
We come down here, boy, we're happy. We're giving out chicken. First 3 months, boy, everybody loving that chicken, 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 chicken. And then, I mean, they started complaining. Oh, a chicken. Oh, I guess you got more chicken. I told them, I said, listen, don't gripe about chicken God's giving you. God will cut you off. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell the people coming to get it, y'all will be glad you're getting something. They started complaining. We had chicken 5-10 years. Mm-hmm. Then everybody, where's chicken? Y'all right. God heard you.
Right.
They think it's funny. I'm serious. I know.
Right.
I know God. I know that I got to be careful that I don't get tired of things. That I stay thankful. That I keep a right heart and a right spirit about things, about my work. I mean, I've thought about it. I thought I've been in this long enough. Look, God, I'm about tired of dealing with all this. Can't get no blah, 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 like the rest of the people are. And you know, I thought, look, God, I'll go drive a truck. Guarantee you, I turn one over somewhere. Drive a dump truck. I thought I'd go down and drive a dump truck. Make sure they got a good one with a good board to go. This thing will cover the, you know, everything. And I ain't getting out. I won't power windows and everything, you know. 9-speed. I really don't want a bunch of gear. Just give me a 9-speed. I've drove 13, 14 speeds. I just give me a 9-speed. Give me a 5-speed with a split rear end. That's fine. And then my next thought is, God ain't told me that. If I get out of that, I'll go get a dump truck and I'll raise it up. And surely to goodness, the church won't come out and it'll tote me over. Why? Because I ain't got the word of the Lord on it.
Right.
See, we got to make sure that we're hearing the Lord in things. You know, there was this woman one time, she thought she had heard from the Lord. She and Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you know, the Lord spoke to her, she said, and told that he was going to marry her. He's married to Gloria Copeland.
Right.
I bet you that would be a shocker. Walk up here. Brother Scotty, the Lord spoke to me. What's that? That you're going to marry me. No, but you better go talk to Teresa. She'll get hell right out of you. That's a true story. You know she wasn't hearing from Jesus. I mean, they're married and they're still married today, man. 50, 60, 70 years married. Hallelujah. You know? But I mean, she believed she was hearing from the Lord. She was convinced. She's believing that lie. You know, people believe lies all the time about themselves. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody. No, that's not what the scripture says. You don't really know who you are yet. The Bible says you're a king and a priest. Well, I know you said that, but you ain't never went and looked it up. Come on, somebody. Don't take my word for it. Get in that Bible and find out who you are. You're a king and a priest unto God. You're a chosen generation, hallelujah. Chosen by the Lord. You know, a peculiar people, not a weird people. We're peculiar to the world. Well, just like Naaman. What are you doing? Dipping in the river. He's going to get healed of leprosy in the river, muddy river. That's peculiar. Then he gets up and you're like, oh, is that him? Ooh, look at that skin. Man, he's smooth. He looks like Johnny. Smooth, baby. Just out of obedience to the Lord. This woman went and obeyed the Lord, and throughout the whole famine, I studied it. They were took care of throughout the whole famine. And you know what? Too long after that, there was another problem arose. Her son died. Elijah takes him up there, puts him on his bed, lays down on him 3 times. Cried out to the Lord. And then he brought the boy down and said, see, he ain't dead, he's alive.
Amen.
Raised him up. Why? Elijah was in obedience to the Lord. This woman was serving the Lord. Evidently, God had commanded her, whether she knew it or not, he had done sent the word down there, put it in her heart to be a giver. Whatever the case might be, they got her there. She was a passionate woman. She was willing to give. I believe she was already a giver. I believe it had been worked in her throughout. How many knows that's the way God is? For God so loved the world that he gave. And when we purpose to be givers, and don't be prompted by your flesh and emotions to do stuff for people. That's not good. You want the word of the Lord. You want to know that God's telling you to do it. You know, and if there's anything there that you want people to see you and know that you're a giver, you're done in a wrong spirit. You're in a wrong spirit. And you're actually going to hurt the kingdom that way. The Bible says in Romans 8:14, it says, those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. The word led in that means to be open to. Open to what the Holy Spirit is saying. Not open to emotions and feelings. And it says willing to yield to, willing to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Somebody called me up today. Hey, Brother Weston. I said, yes. This is so-and-so. And yes, and she was one of the biggest droppers about the food. She didn't get as much mayonnaise as the other one. They went and compared the boxes, and it called me just about every Saturday. She dropped one time. She said, "I didn't get
Sister So and So got this, and I got this, and she got a little bit more in her box, and I got."
I said, "You know what you need to do?
What, Mr. Weston?"
I said, "Gear your box and give it to her and shut that up." I just got tough with it. Well, call me griping about that. Carry that over and give it to the one that got a little bit more than you. Maybe next time you'll be thankful if there's one jar of pickles in there. Your sour patch. That's where you are. I believe I was led. I believe I was led by the Lord. You're griping about what God's given us. And she was mad at y'all for packing it out that way. I told her, I said, we don't even pack them out. You're mad at my church and we don't even pack them out. I said, we go pick them up. They pack them out up yonder. I said, now, sure, ain't telling them. She's mad at y'all for, she thought y'all went through and picked what was going into boxes, you know, and favored somebody a little more than the other. I'll be up today. Hey, Brother Weston, you still doing the food? Yep, we still here. Well, I reckon you can bring some over here to walk up. Somewhere over here. I said, no, we can't. Well, I mean, you help people with cars. And I said, not today. I'm not feeling anointed today. I'm dealing with problems at work and all that. I ain't got no zap going, you know. You got to have some anointing. I got a word of the Lord. I can deal with that pressure and buy 15 vehicles all at one time, and I got a word of the Lord. I know it's coming. I ain't got the money, but it's coming. I'm going to buy a car somewhere. See, when you've got the word of the Lord, there's faith there.
Yes.
Once you've got the word of the Lord, I believe faith went to her by hearing him say that. The Bible says in Romans over there, 10:17, faith comes by hearing. Some of y'all's come here, you didn't have no idea about prosperity. And I preach it, boy, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be, oh, and go out of here. But God, I mean, start eating that manna. Then before you know it, throwing them out of here. Well, whoo, yeah, blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city. What happened? We got a hold of the word. We got a hold of the word of the Lord. Wasn't something I said, wasn't something that somebody else said. The word of the Lord was coming through them to me, coming through me to you. And when the word of the Lord, the Bible says over in Hebrews, it says, the word preached not mixed with faith profits nothing. Jesus talked about these two incidences over there in give me that Luke. Is it Luke? Where he talked about these two? Luke 6:4, yeah. And Jesus said, verily I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of the truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up, talking about Elijah, but at 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout the land. But into none of them was Elijah sent, except Zarephath, a city of Zidon, unto a widow woman. Jesus talked about these two incidents. Go on, get it right there. And many lepers were healed in Israel in the times of Elijah the prophet, None of them was playing self-naming the Syrian. See, Jesus was talking about them two incidences that we just covered.
Right.
And he was talking about, and I thought about it, and I thought, man, he sent Elijah all the way over to somebody had faith over her. You know, he talked about them. And Jesus said, even in his own hometown, he could do nobody works, but only healed a few sick. He said he marveled because of their unbelief. They wouldn't believe the word of the Lord. This is Jesus, that carpenter. You know, people say, that's Benny Hinn. No. That Kenneth Copeland. Oh, that Joel Osteen. I don't like him feminine. I mean, he's feminine. And he does just got this, when he's preaching. You ever notice? He's moved. He does this move.
No, but we will now.
Yeah, y'all will notice. You know, I mean, he'll stand there and then he'll go to make a point. Then he'll jump back. He got this move. And I'm like, man, I ain't gonna look at him. I'm trying to hear him. People gripe about him. They got somebody the other day. Oh, he's got $1 million, $2 million, $1.2 million house. Where's your church at? I started telling them, you can't come down there. You got a bunch of unbelief. But I'm living in a brick house, I believe, for them. And my church is like, somebody should come and walk in here one time. It says it feels wealthy in here. I said, it is?
Yeah.
We're rich?
Right.
I started telling them, you can't come down there. You got to go down to grammar school first. You got to go down there to kindergarten. Get your Bible and go have a Bible study. Get ready for our church because we're eating meat. We done with them pancakes. Man, we want some pork chops. We want some of them smothered ribs. Praise God. Well, that's what the word of the Lord is.
Amen.
It comes to us, praise God, and I mean, it builds us up to where we can handle the deeper things of God. And I mean, we're iron sharp. We sharpen each other. I saw y'all sharpen each other.
Right.
I saw it. I saw sandpaper between some of you. See, I'm over here looking. I'm like, ooh, that's not good. They're going to make it. They can take it. They can take a little bit of rubbing the wrong way. I've done it to Teresa. Looked over her. I think it come out of my mouth before I even thought. Don't cut that down much. That. And I mean blazes hit her. It was like a bolt of lightning. I can tell. I live with her. Then get out of here.
But then I'll go back to Faith Restoration. I don't have to come to church. That ain't tell me. Don't turn that down. Who do you think you are out here? You ain't pastor.
I mean smoked her like a... I mean roasted her in an oven, boy.
Yeah.
But you know what? She went on repeating. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. She had to repent. God's put her under me, not her choice. Absolutely. He sent her down here, sent me first. I don't have to remind her. God told me first. Remember, you had to go to him and ask him if you're a smoke up member. But I can tell you right now, she's the one partner with God, and she's the one partner with y'all guys. We love y'all. We pray for you and fast and pray and I mean confess over you. I mean, I'm standing at the front line, praying God, telling that devil, you ain't taking down this church. This church, this body right here, you should have went and messed with some other church that ain't got no faith. You can't take none of them down. I done preached the word of the Lord to them, you idiot. And they got it. I depended on the Lord getting it on the inside of them. I ain't depending on them hearing me and getting it. I'm depending on me preaching it out there and the Holy Spirit feeding them. And I tell you, you can't take them out. If y'all are took out, you want to be took out.
Yeah.
I mean, you laying your guns down. You laying your spiritual guns down. You know, and you giving in. You throwing the flag. I'm tired of fighting. You're tired of fighting.
Right.
But see, the Bible says those that is seized from their own works enters into rest. You take the word of the Lord, and when the Lord speaks something to you, praise God. The Bible says here, the Son is set free and indeed. Okay, I believe that I've been set free from everything that can hold me bondage on this planet. Now, I'm not free from everything, but I'm telling you, I believe that I've been set free because the Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free. Amen. And so I've got to walk out. The Bible says, work out the salvation that's coming. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, some people take that as you mind your own business and I'll mind mine. That's not what that means. That means God came on the inside of me. Jesus came on the inside of me. Salvation came on the inside of me. Read that Bible and let it work from the inside out. Let it work out in your life. Let healing be worked out. Let financial prosperity be worked out. Let forgiveness be worked out. Let love grow.
Amen.
And that's what happened here. See, and the Lord told me, he said, tell them. He said, tell them, don't listen to everybody.
Yeah.
It's important who you listen to.
Yeah.
Run Carpenter, Trace, I like to drove me up the wall with him for about 2 or 3 months. She get some of that saying. Y'all ain't saying nothing. She got that from him. He said it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And so she listens to him and listens to him. I come in and there's Carpenter in my house. Leave, come back, there's Carpenter in her again. I can hear him preach. I'm like, the hall of bombs. She's got Carpenter in her again. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That's where she got it. Well, you know, you do get absorbed with the anointing.
Amen.
Now, she was drawn to him. And the Lord got something for her every time she listens to him. He's getting something. Hallelujah. And the more you mature, you'll be like, I love y'all, old Steve. You turn him on, you'll be like, ah, that's not it.
Right.
You turn it on, you love this, you do planets. It's just not it.
No.
You nothing on Tim. You'll be like, well, get it cold. You'll pull it up, and it'll be like drinking a fresh drink of water. There it is. There's that connection.
Yep.
And then you stick with it. You stick with that. You just stick with that connection, praise God. You know, and you're because that's the word of the Lord coming to us in there. It ain't just, I mean, that's why people, they'll post, everybody posts scripture on Facebook, you know, that loves the Lord. I mean, they mean well, you know. And the time I get done, I'm like, which one 8,800 do I get today? So I'm not feeding on everybody in there. I'll scroll and read and I'm looking. Is this a word for today? Is this a word to hang on to? And a lot of times, none of them is. And so I found on. How many knows the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord? See, when the Lord speaks, I'm telling you, praise God, hallelujah, when the Lord speaks a word to you, if you'll jump on that and begin to try to obey that and do that, I'm telling you, deliverance comes. The woman with the issue of blood in the Bible. For 12 years, that woman had an issue of blood. And she heard that Jesus had come into town. I don't know what she had heard up to that point, but she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, evidently that was a tradition back then of touching the garment of somebody and them being made whole, because she said within herself, if I might but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And that, see, that word that she spoke out of her mouth, faith was in there and brought her through the crowd and touched Jesus' garment. And Jesus told her, said, woman, thy faith has made thee whole. See, Naaman's faith made him whole. Faith has obedience. People tell me they have faith and just do their brother and sister wrong. I'm like, nah, not got the real faith. Because faith works by love. You got some love there. And I'm not talking about no baby Christian now. They just love to slap you. They come out of the world, they in love with Jesus. They love him, man. I mean, they love him. But they ain't developed nothing out of this flesh yet. So they just love to pop you if you get smart with them. And you just have to take it. I think that's why Jesus' mother said, if you get you on the right one, turn the other. I don't know that, but praise God. So I want to encourage you, you know, a need is not a leading.
Yeah.
A need is not a leading. Yeah. Just because somebody needs something. Look, I could have done bought Zach 15 vehicles.
Yeah.
Zach's specifically believing for something. And I ain't willing to buy him a Mustang. Not gonna happen, not unless Jesus tells me to. So whatever I get him is not gonna be what he wants. Unless I'm gonna come off of a Mark, maybe a 71 Mark Mustang fixed up, Gunny. You know, with 302 boss in it. See, I know about that need. And Monkey said, that'd be mine. See, I know about a lot of needs, but that's not a leading.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's not a leading. Because, see, God wants to show Zach he's God.
Right.
And he's got some, and that's a good thing, that he's got something in his heart he believes from the Lord. If it's from the Lord, then he's got a word of the Lord from it. Then don't settle for nothing. Right? I mean, I was believing for a house, and I was about settled for anything by the time I've done in my ninth year. Dude, give me four walls. I'll do the rest of it. I'll build it up. I've done whittled down to God might give me four walls. I would have to do the rest of it. But see, I kept on going. Teresa helped me. I kept on going. I ain't settling for that now. We already got that. And there we are in our house. I'd do it all over again, bless God. Had the word of the Lord, found where the Lord wanted us, and I'm a happy camper. Happy camper, praise God. So I want to encourage you, you know, endeavor to be led by the Spirit of God in everything. If you're giving the word of the Lord, you know, helping people, praying for people, he'll bring people up wanting you to pray. The more that you tune yourself in to be led by the Lord and prompted by the Lord, and you come aware of it, somebody will be in a place where they need somebody praying for them, and it'll be you, and you will speak, praise God, and you'll speak into their situation, and things will happen. Or God will send you and got a word like he did Elijah, just like Johnny up there prayed, laid hands on that dude, and he received his healing. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we pray.